Hello and welcome to Press TV News. We'll begin this broadcast in Bahrain, where security forces have killed at least four anti-government protesters. Heavily armed police officers stormed a landmark square in the capital, Manama, where the demonstrators were sleeping.
We did not harm anyone. We were sleeping when they surprised us and attacked us.
Dozens of armored vehicles, including tanks, are now in the streets of Manama, occupying the iconic Pearl Square. Scores of demonstrators were wounded in the pre-dawn assault, many of them critically. Riot police destroyed the makeshift encampment that served as a hub for the people to raise their demands for political reform. Barbed wire was set up around Pearl Square, and Interior Ministry message declared the demonstration camp as illegal. Bahrain's main opposition bloc has condemned the killing of protesters as, quote, real terrorism. The latest deaths bring to seven the number of protesters killed since Monday as the nationwide popular uprising entered day four. The small Persian Gulf state is home to the U.S. military's 5th Fleet. Meanwhile, reports from Manama say anti-government protests are getting more violent. The protesters are demanding regime change in the Persian Gulf country.
If I'm going to speak about the protesters, their demands that they said, that they announced on the Facebook page, was that in the beginning they had reforms that they demanded that the authorities implement, which were changing the constitution so that it's written by the people, to have an elected prime minister, to have freedoms and rights and so on and so forth. But after, they also warned in their first statement that should there be any deaths among the protesters when they're peacefully protesting, that the demands were going to change. And we have seen that happen on Monday night as soon as they announced that the first young man who was a peaceful protester was killed by the riot police, the chants immediately changed from "we want to change the constitution" to "we want the fall of the regime."